In the name of Jesus, amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
You may be seated. Today we celebrate the conquering King who defeated death through his cross. Through his crucifixion, Christ has paid for our sins, has removed the threat of the curse, and has bound the strong man, Satan. The Lord descends into hell to proclaim that victory over the wicked demons and their lies, over the scoffers who in the days of Noah doubted the wrath of God. And he descends most especially to destroy death's power. The resurrection of Christ is the proof that Jesus' sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins has been accepted before God. It has been received, the payment has been made, and the curse is now broken. The many witnesses testify, the angels and the young man in the tomb, the women who went that first morning and found it empty, Mary Magdalene, who spoke with our Lord in the garden, Peter and John and the other apostles, and finally, of course, St. Paul. Having been crucified and now raised, Christ fulfills the promises of the prophets to grant to us this very same life that he now lives. And as Isaiah tells us, to welcome us now to the banquet feast of the victory over death and the grave, of which the Lord's Supper is, of course, a foretaste. For by his crucifixion, Jesus Christ took on the curse. He took the words of God against sin into himself, the full wrath that we deserved. For on the day that Adam and Eve ate of the fruit that was forbidden, the curse began to take its effect. It began to kill our human race. For generation after generation, the grave stood open, swallowing up father and mother, child and grandchild. It stared hungrily at the children of Adam and Eve. And it did its work slowly, year after year, generation after generation. And then one day, there was a boy who was born that death could not touch. He aged, but unlike us, his body did not decay and break down. Death grew enraged, but it could not touch this young man, the Lord of life, but kept on devouring the sons and daughters of Adam. Then one day, that young man, now grown up into a mature adult man, stepped out from the city. He was beaten, bleeding, and he bore a beam across his back that was the cross. That cross was planted outside the city gates, and there he suffered and died. And death eagerly lapped up his blood that fell upon the ground. He swallowed up the whole body when it was placed in the grave. They did not realize its mistake, for that man had wanted to die. That man had wanted to be swallowed up. That man had wanted to be put in the grave and devoured. And unlike the whale that swallowed up the prophet Jonah, death did not peacefully disgorge its occupant. But life himself burst out, having proclaimed his victory to the captives in hell, having made his victory lap before Satan and the demons that were now bound in eternal chains. And he exited that grave, bursting forth from death, tearing open the stone that was laid before his tomb, that was meant to hold him in. Death's belly has been torn open. Its captives have spilled out. First, the saints in the graves that Matthew tells us about. And eventually, all of us as well, dear Christians. For sin being paid for, atoned, expunged, no longer pulls us down to the grave for eternity. But it may only hold us for a little while. The curse is broken. The captives have been freed. Death has been defeated because Christ has paid the punishment of sin. Death, that great swallower of worlds, has now met its match. Jesus Christ, the one who created the world. Death, that devourer, has now been eaten up on that mountain, at one time called Moriah, Zion, and Calvary. Death, that inevitable end, has now met its match. Jesus Christ, the eternal Son, by whom and through whom all things were made, and all things have their being. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Christ is risen, and death is cast down. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and the grave is empty. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
For Christ the crucified has been raised. And the tree that was once empty is now full of good fruit. And the tomb that was once filled has now been made empty. And the table is now set, dear Christians. Today we feast at the table of the crucified King who has defeated the grave, conquered death for us. To him be the glory unto ages of ages. Amen.